Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Yes, it is. WGN Radio. It's Wendy Snyder, in for Bob Surratt, attorney Karen Conti on the line, owner of Conti Law. And Karen, we're going to take a look back at the top legal stories of 2022. There have been a lot of them.
There have been. Really, it's been a very busy legal year.
And so how did you base these choices? Just curious.
Well, I kind of tried to separate them from like international, national, and then local, and then celebrity, because we always have to do the celebrity. And I basically tried to look at what was like really focused on and what people wanted to watch and what was really interesting. But I also looked at what might have long-term ramification in the future. So the significance of the issue and how it might change the world in the future. So that's kind of how I stacked them up.
All right, where do you want to start? International?
Yeah, let's do that. I mean, it has to be the war in Ukraine, right? And the legal ramifications there. But one of the things I'm going to focus on this is that, you know, war crimes and crimes against humanity have been prosecuted in the past, but they take a long time. Like, they're still prosecuting people who did the things in Cambodia, and we just had a Holocaust prosecution wind up this year. So this has all changed because of digital photographs. The journalists and the citizens are taking pictures of all of these atrocities, and you can upload them to the international commissions, and the commissions then can use those to prosecute, and they can be very effective, and they can be done more quickly than they have in the past. So I think we're going to see more effective prosecutions for these international war crimes.
Excellent. I honestly love to hear that. Top national story, Karen?
Well, you know, I would say, you know, a lot of people are talking about the January 6th hearings and the Mar-a-Lago documents and the prosecutions of the January 6th revelers or whatever you want to call them. But that sort of is just the aftermath of what happened the year before. So I'm going to say no to that one. I looked at gun violence because we had 611 mass shootings. And I mean, that's just astounding. Uvalde, Colorado Springs, the Buffalo grocery store. I mean, we kind of forgotten about some of these over this year. But I think I'm going to say the overturning of Roe versus Wade is the most significant decision. And the reason I said this, Wendy, is because this is the first time in my lifetime that I saw that we had settled law where fundamental constitutional protections were given to people in our country and it was taken away. And we're seeing countries all over the world, including Catholic and very conservative countries, who are legalizing abortion. And we have taken a step the other way. So I think this is going to be very significant. The states are going to be and have already passed laws, and we're going to see litigation, and we're going to see all kinds of the court action regarding abortion, I think, for years and years to come.
Is that ever going to be overturned back to how it was? Do you see that ever happening?
Actually, I do. It shouldn't be that way. We should have precedent that gets followed. And even though our current court is very conservative and reversed it, that should, in my view, it shouldn't have happened. Even if you don't like the outcome of that, we have to have precedent, because flip-flopping and saying, yeah, you have a constitutional right one day, and now we have a new court that says, no, we don't, that just really doesn't give you a lot of confidence in the ability of the court to be, just to follow its own precedent. So it's an interesting issue, and I think we're going to see it flip-flop when the court flip-flops, in a different direction.
All right, good for that. Top local story, Karen.
Well, I think it has to be crime, and I'm just going to say crime in general. Even though murders are down this year, the crime, like carjackings, doubled. We had 19,000 car thefts and carjacking. That's just a huge amount. And then I'm going to also throw in the Highland Park shooting, which brought home gun violence to our state. You know, it's always like when it's somewhere else, it's something else. But, you know, July 4th, the day that the parade happened, it was supposed to be a wonderful day, and that just shattered kind of a a sense of innocence. So I would say gun violence, and in particular the Highland Park shooting.
Top celebrity legal story for 2022?
So many of them. I'm just going to run them down. R. Kelly trial that we had here. Harvey Weinstein convicted again. Tom Brady divorcing Giselle, right? The Alec Baldwin shooting keeps getting investigated. The Will Smith slap that was seen around the world at the Oscars. But the number one, Johnny Depp versus Amber Heard.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, and I have to say, it riveted the world, not just the country. It was a 7-week trial. All of it was televised. It was dramatic. It was interesting. People were polarized about who was the victim and who was the perpetrator. And it really caught all of our attention and really taught us, I think, a little bit about free speech, defamation, and just the whole court process.
And what was the outcome of that? She had to pay him $1 million?
It was $1 million. She had to pay him $2 million. She had to pay him $10 million, and he had to pay her $2 million. And just last week, I believe, they finally reached a settlement. And I believe that she is going to pay him some money, $2 million, and the money will be donated to a charity, according to Depp. And I'm sure there will be full releases, and I'm sure there is something in that agreement that says they will never mention each other's name again. And that would be a good thing for both of them.
And any quick predictions for 2023?
I think we're going to see more regulation of social media. I think TikTok might be banned. I don't think we're going to see gun legislation. I don't think we're going to see migrant reform, just because I think we're so polarized. I think we're going to see states increasing minimum wage and loosening drug laws. And here in Illinois, we're going to have the Safety Act comes into effect, and we'll see what that does when it comes to prosecuting crime.
We appreciate this, and listen, I want to wish you a very happy 2023. I have a feeling it's going to be very prosperous for all of us. I'm hoping.
Thank you, Wendy, and Happy New Year to all the listeners at WGN and everyone there at the station.
Thank you so much. She's Karen Conti, attorney Karen Conti, owner of Conti Law.